Hugh, you've been on the ground in Fort Collins now for about 3 days. What was your first impression when you got there?
I walked onto a helicopter base with, I think, at least three Chinook CH-47 Colorado National Guard ships operating, several Black Hawks, and they were in the process of going up into the mountains and rescuing and or picking up civilians who were trapped up there. And just to give you an idea of the magnitude of the destruction out there, the Big Thompson Highway is pretty much completely destroyed for at least 10 to 15 miles. It's a little uncertain. There's been a number of people who want to stay up there, and the county is encouraging them to get out because of the lack of infrastructure. We're talking no cell phone coverage, no landline coverage, no water, no electricity, and no way in or out.
Right, so those helicopters we read over the weekend were grounded because of low visibility, but they're back in the air, is that correct?
Yeah, yesterday was not a good day. We were ready to lift another 1,000 people off the out of the mountains. Due to weather, we couldn't even see the hills just outside of Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our stuff has been furnishing medical assistance to invalids up there who are running out of oxygen, medications, et cetera, et cetera. So this is very, very much of a humanitarian mission that we're on.
I want to ask you, you said that there's some residents who don't seem to realize the magnitude of the event or just don't want to leave their homes, but like you just told me and like we've been reading, they can't really leave their homes. All the roads are washed out. So what are they to do at this point?
Climb on a helicopter and come down to Fort Collins where we've got evacuation centers and medical help and food and water and things of that nature. Basic survival is what we're talking about. Be aware that none of them had the access to the media and knowledge of the magnitude. So it's quite natural, in my mind, that people are resistant to leaving.
Now, you know, the media has been reporting that over 1,200 people are still unaccounted for, and we know a lot of roads and bridges are still down. So tell us, how challenging is it for emergency crews to even get access to where some of these people might be stranded? Is the helicopter the only way to get to some of these areas?
Yes, it is.
And is that just in the foothills, or is that sort of all over the place?
All over. I'm not exaggerating when I use the word that the area is devastated.
Before you left, you told us that resources to handle the situation were pretty stretched thin in Larimer County, and over the weekend, President Obama authorized federal aid for state and local governments as well as flood victims. It sounds like this is going to be a long recovery effort. Do you have that impression?
Emergency is over. We were a little bit concerned with a 2 to 3 inches of rain that we were going to go back into emergency mode, but we are now into what's called in the emergency world recovery mode. The weather with those two hurricanes in the Gulf, or down in Mexico, I guess it is. I haven't even watched TV for 4 days. There's some potential for that to bring some pretty torrential rains up, you know, in the usual funnel out of the southwest into Colorado. Yeah, we're going to be here for a month.
Well, thanks, Hugh. Stay safe. That was retired firefighter Hugh Carson speaking to us from Fort Collins. We appreciate the call, Hugh.
My pleasure.